John Ashcroft puts his personal views in a lockbox.
I will keep my oath, so help me God.
A death date for Timothy McVeigh.
I hate to see the execution take place. I think death is too easy.
President Clinton's lab report.
The pathology results that were read this morning confirmed that the lesion was a superficial basal cell skin cancer.
This is the CBS World News Roundup Late Edition. I'm Bill Whitney. George W. Bush's most controversial cabinet pick faced the Senate Judiciary Committee for the first time today. CBS News correspondent Bob Fuss reports live from Capitol Hill.
The hearings began with partisan wrangling and harsh words. Democrats charged John Ashcroft's views are so out of the mainstream on abortion, civil rights, and gun control, he should not be attorney general. Republicans spoke of a mob of extremists out to get a qualified nominee. Ashcroft tried to settle the issue by insisting he would enforce all laws fairly.
I am personally opposed to abortion. But as I have explained this afternoon, I well understand that the role of attorney general is to enforce the law as it is, not as I would have it.
But some Democrats, including New York's Chuck Schumer, were dubious.
When you have been such a zealous and impassioned advocate for so long, how do you just turn it off?
The hearings resume in the morning and are likely to continue through the rest of the week. Live on Capitol Hill, Bob Fuss, CBS News.
Senator Bob Smith, a conservative Republican from New Hampshire, says of his Democratic colleagues, if I can vote for Janet Reno, they can vote for John Ashcroft. Now this.
Hillshire Farm is in search of great American meals. We're tailgating in Boston looking for new ways to cook America's favorite sausage.
We're number one.
So what's cooking?
Spicy sausage pasta salad.
Is it easy to make?
Just use any variety of Hillshire Farm smoked links. I use hot links.
That's right, because we're hot.
A mix with pasta, veggies, cheese, and Italian dressing. Here, taste.
Mmm, this sausage, it's
a flavor explosion, right?
Oh, yeah.
Hungry for this and more easy recipes? Hillshirefarm.com. Bring the flavor home.
Hi, I'm Dr. Christopher Calipay. My days are long and my patients count on me, so I can't afford to get sick. That's why I take Ester C. It's pure, natural, and unlike any other vitamin C. Research shows that patented Ester C enters my system immediately and stays there long enough so I get all the vitamin C that I need. Also, Ester C is non-acidic, so it doesn't upset my stomach, even in high doses. It's the only vitamin C that I take and the only one I recommend to my patients. It's the one that really works. Look for Ester C in your favorite vitamin line.
Timothy McVeigh has a date with the executioner Wednesday, May 16th. The Federal Bureau of Prisons made the announcement today. He'd be the first person put to death by the federal government since 1963. CBS News reporter Lee Frank has more.
Some survivors and relatives of the 168 people killed in the blast could witness McVeigh's lethal injection, but victim's mother, Marcia Kite, won't watch.
I do not want to be part of the continuing circle of violence. Where does it stop?
Many victims' relatives agree if ever a crime called for the death penalty, it was the Oklahoma City bombing. Lee Frank, Denver.
Bill Clinton leaves office with a health concern. CBS News correspondent Mark Noller has the story.
That skin lesion removed from the president's back during his physical last Friday was found to be a basal cell carcinoma, a relatively common cancerous growth that is easily treated. In fact, spokesman Jake Seward says the growth was removed in its entirety, so no other treatment is required.
While the president, I guess it could be said, had skin cancer, that has been removed and he no longer has it.
But there is a risk that the basal cell growths can recur, so Mr. Clinton will need to be checked again in 4 to 6 months. Mark Noller, CBS News, the White House.
Reports from Central Africa say Congo's president, Laurent Kabila, was shot and killed today, apparently by one of his bodyguards in a coup attempt. Kabila's son is also said to have been killed. The country is under a curfew. Airports and borders have been closed. Tomorrow marks the 10th anniversary of the Persian Gulf War, which drove Iraqi forces from Kuwait but failed to budge Saddam Hussein from Baghdad. CBS News correspondent Alan Pizzi has returned to Iraq and finds that despite sanctions, the country is thriving.
10 years ago, this place was virtually pulverized by the Gulf War. 88,000 tons of bombs were dropped on them in 100 days. The infrastructure was trashed. Everything, every bit of war damage that I ever saw has been repaired, except that which they did not choose to repair because they wanted to leave it as a monument.
3 days after hip surgery, Ronald Reagan is making such good progress that his doctors say they might step up his physical therapy. The former president's 60-year-old daughter is being treated at the same Santa Monica Hospital for cancer. Maureen Reagan's husband says she was inspired by her father and stood up for the first time in 6 weeks. You're listening to the CBS World News Roundup.
The prospects for our organization in terms of financing, I think, are brighter than ever before.
Al Gamper, CEO of CIT.
The whole area of new technology financing, financing storage, financing routers, servers. It's exciting if we can finance companies that are exciting. CIT will be doing more and more of that. We have the platform to do it.
Discover why today's business leaders put their trust in today's lending leader, CIT. On the web at CIT.com.
Winter's frigid blankets of untouched snow turn into the stunningly clear rivers of spring. Change is good. Changing your Brita filter about every 2 months keeps your water very good. Clear, fresh Brita water. Tap water transformed.
13 years ago, Christopher Ochoa confessed to raping and murdering a woman in Austin. He was sentenced to life in prison. But a judge released him today after law students at the University of Wisconsin produced DNA evidence that exonerates Ochoa. He now says his confession was coerced by police. Once again, California is right on the edge of an electric power crisis. CBS News correspondent David Dow reports.
With the day's peak electricity usage just beginning, California is in its second Stage 3 power alert in less than a week. That means forced rolling blackouts are a possibility, though officials hope again to avoid that with power imports from the Pacific Northwest. Also symptomatic of the state's energy crisis, Southern California Edison, a giant utility, announced it's temporarily suspending nearly $600 million in payments to creditors.
And there's a ripple effect. Utah Power, saying the wholesale price of electricity has been driven up by California's demand, is seeking a rate increase that could cost its customers up to $100 a year. Time on the roundup, 7 past the hour.
O is for original. O is for outstanding. O is for one-of-a-kind private eye Kinsey Millhone, back in action in O is for Outlaw, the New York Times bestseller by Sue Grafton. Was Kinsey's ex-husband really a killer cop? Finding out will be her most personal and dangerous case. The New York Times Book Review calls O is for Outlaw first class, and the Seattle Times says Grafton guarantees satisfaction. O is for Outlaw by Sue Grafton, now in Ballantine paperback.
Here's what many satisfied arthritis sufferers say about Jointritis arthritis pain relief ointment.
I would highly recommend Jointritis for any kind of pains from arthritis.
Yes, it's helped me greatly, Jointritis.
Put this Jointritis on and it relieved the pain right away.
It's potent stuff.
It was a miracle. It is just fabulous. It is great.
New Jointritis all-natural pain relief ointment with maximum strength menthol and triple skin conditioners lanolin, glucosamine, and chondroitin. Available at Long's, except Hawaii. Results may vary.
The Dow up 127 points to 10,652. The Nasdaq lost 8 points. In their first year of eligibility, former teammates Dave Winfield and Kirby Puckett have been voted into the Baseball Hall of Fame. They both played for the Minnesota Twins. Winfield says he's glad they got in together, and the honor gives him personal satisfaction.
When I started playing, I wasn't really hoping for the Hall of Fame. I just wanted to be a professional baseball player, then a starter, then an all-star, one of the best guys playing. And I played that way throughout, so when the career's over, I'm glad they looked at me like hard work paid off.
Winfield had 3,110 hits and 465 home runs. He played for 6 teams and has to decide which hat he'll wear at his Hall of Fame plaque. I'm Bill Whitney, CBS News.